are in the light. I want to shine, shine like the stars in the heavens.
Welcome to A Passion for Christ, a heart-to-heart conversation with pastors called to build the kingdom of God here in Southern California.
All I want is to be in the
light. Welcome to A Passion for Christ. I'm your host, Donna Rush. Now, if you are like I am, you perhaps have looked at your investments or maybe your 401ks with a bit of trepidation as we work to kind of weather economic storms, or perhaps you're in debt right now, or maybe you're searching for ways to just shore up your finances, wanting to plan for your future. Well, you know what? Our guest on today's A Passion for Christ has some words of wisdom concerning our money, and a lot of it is from a biblical point of view. He's a financial advisor with Chartered Financial Consultant and Retirement Counselor. His website is TheEconomyOfGod.com. He has been helping many of our listeners for years and years. In fact, he's been here, a supporter of us here at KKLA, since the station began in the mid-80s. And he holds seminars and workshops, and he's the author of the books Knowing the Economy of God and his latest, The Emotions of Money, Why Financial Drama is Your Best Friend. Welcome, Tom Meglia.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's good to have you here. Yes. Okay, so I do have to ask, why is financial drama a friend? Even a best friend.
Well, financial drama is your best friend because it alerts all of us to mistakes or sin in our lives. And when the drama's spinning out of control, Donna, it's like a warning light on my dashboard in my car. You know that check engine thing?
Oh, yeah.
That scares me to death.
Yeah.
Because I don't know anything about automobiles, mechanical things, technology, cars. I still, believe it or not, have a flip phone.
So, what?
Yes. Most people think I'm crazy.
Yeah.
But you know, it's my best friend because I don't have to take photos of my dinner when we're out to dinner and text it to everybody, that kind of thing. But drama's our best friend because when it's something's wrong, God uses financial drama to tell us there's something wrong under the hood.
Mm.
Kind of like the warning light on the dashboard.
Yeah.
And so if we're spending too much because, say, we're emotional and angry, and suppose we just had a relationship breakup or something,
mm-hmm.
and we have the craving to spend and to buy things, and we run up all the credit cards and the debt and everything, that doesn't help us because we're having to pay it off at some point.
Sure.
But that's financial drama.
Mm.
So why would it be my best friend? Because it's alerting me to sin or alerting me to mistakes I'm making. And I need to check under the hood and find out why I'm doing the things I'm doing that are completely against God's word, the Bible, and make some changes and fix it. You can't fix something, Donna, if you don't know what's wrong. And you don't know what's wrong unless something's alerting you, like the Holy Spirit convicting us, right?
Mm-hmm.
When we do something wrong, like sin, the Holy Spirit convicts us.
Right.
So our brain says what you just did is wrong because you know the Word of God says don't do that. So if we do it, the Holy Spirit, what? Convicts us of something wrong.
Yeah.
But if we don't know what we're doing and why we're doing it, that's drama, and we can get ourselves in major trouble. So it's our best friend when it alerts us to a mistake or a problem and we fix it.
All right. So we're alerted. How do we fix it? Now that sounds easier said than done. How does that begin?
It begins when someone says, Father God, something's wrong in my life. Mm. Help me. I'm out of control. I don't know why I'm spending so much money and running up all my credit cards, buying more cars, spending money crazily that I don't have. And forgetting my giving at church, no tithing. Something's wrong, Lord, but I'm so upset about this relationship breakup, for example, or missing out on passing a test in a college class or something. Could be anything.
Mm-hmm.
Relationship problems with my spouse or my parents. And I have this craving, just like we all do, Donna. You know, when I go through certain things that are hard on with my life,
mm-hmm.
do you know, Donna, that I find myself craving salt and sugar?
Hmm. Interesting. Yeah.
So not alcohol, smoking, right. drugs, or spending.
But for you, it's salt and sugar.
For me, it's salt and sugar.
Right.
So I love pretzels, potato chips. I can eat a million of them.
Okay, we're simpatico there, gotta say. Yes.
Yeah. My wife will be like, Tom, did you just finish that bag of pretzels?
Yeah.
Well, that's not normal, just to rip through an entire bag of pretzels. Mm-hmm. Because that salt gives you satisfaction.
Yeah.
Or, you know.
But it's temporary.
It's temporary.
Right.
Or sugar. Mm-hmm. So those things, if you're eating those things to maybe quell a problem or an emotional hurt, they can't do it because they can't do what they can't do. Spending money on so many things to fix an emotional problem can't do what it can't do.
Right.
It can't do what it's unable to do, right?
Right, right. So we've cried out to the Lord now. We've asked for this forgiveness. Help me with this. What's next?
So God will say to us, there's something wrong. You need to get help. Half the book of Proverbs seems to be, when you're in trouble or in need, seek wise counsel.
So true.
And so we try to help people that are hurting. We have compassion on people. We love people. I don't have spending problems, but I might have the sugar salt thing.
Sure.
So we all have some kind of thing that hurts us, and we're not perfect. We're all in a work in progress.
Mm-hmm.
So people will call us or get referred to us, and we'll try to sit down with them and say, let's look at your budget, your spending, and find out where you're spending money every month and why.
Now, okay, so...
Make sense?
Yeah, it does. It completely makes sense. So when you sit down, you figure that out. Let's talk about something else. Is it always emotional? What about circumstances that may have occurred in life, such as health problems or things such as that?
That too.
Yeah.
And that's why we need emergency funds. Sometimes people have medical problems. They're not emotional, or car problems or water heater.
Sure.
And we
all those unexpected
all
things
those
that happen
things
in that, life as part of life.
They're going to happen.
Right.
A water heater can't last forever. Neither can your teeth. How about other medical problems? Mm-hmm. You know, cars,
right.
Things break down. So we teach people to have 3 to 6 months in the bank of emergency funds.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Donna, if you and I were sitting down having coffee right now,
right,
I'd be like, Donna, do you have an emergency fund? Is it 3 to 6 months in the bank to cover an emergency? And most people say, well, I don't have an emergency. You will.
Right.
Tom, are you are you crazy? No, you will.
Mm-hmm.
They happen. My teeth break down. Sometimes they crack and I need new fillings or a new tooth. You know, root canals, just as an example.
Mm-hmm.
Car problems. So we believe in having an emergency fund. We believe in paying off your debt. Remember, less debt means less stress.
Right. You're always hearing about these debt consolidation things. Is that, are those actual some solutions or what do you think?
Well, not really.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you consolidate,
yes,
you still owe.
Right.
You still owe. And you may not have fixed the reason you got into debt.
Got it.
So we try to fix the root of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Not just pull the top of the weed, but the root of the weed, so it doesn't come back. So if someone says, I have 4 credit cards, Tom, a college loan, and I owe on my car, and I'm not saving for my retirement, like in your 401k through your employer,
sure,
then we have a problem because you're not saving for your future. You may not have an emergency fund. You may have too much debt. So we try to find out why you got into debt, how to get out of it, and not have a quick fix. Because some people say, I'll borrow off my house, pay all my debt off. Yeah, the problem with that is people refinance again and again and again, and they never stop the reasons that they got into debt. So debt and stress go hand in hand. Donna, do you know how many marriages I've refereed arguments over?
Mm.
Over debt and stress, stress and debt?
Yes.
Many, many.
That is one of the main causes for even divorce, right?
It is.
Is just finances. So how
it is,
like, so when you do have someone come in, that's why this is so important to be really taken care of. I understand you're talking about there's like 4 anchors to financial stability
of God's economy.
4 anchors of God's economy.
In our
Let's
book,
go over that.
In our book, Knowing the Economy of God, and I say our because my wife Julie, she's precious and she knows how to read and write. She knows where a comma should go in a sentence.
Great.
Okay?
That's important, Julie.
I don't know if I... And you know what, Donna? When I was at Arcadia High School long ago, I got a C in English and writing and all those kind of things. But I got an A in class clown.
Ah.
Okay? I got people to laugh. But by doing that, I got a C in the actual class called English.
Mm-hmm.
But she's pretty sharp. So
You're a good team.
A good team.
Right.
So the four anchors of God's economy, it's in our book, mm-hmm. Knowing the Economy of God. You can get it off our website. It's free.
Oh,
all,
wow.
All our books are free.
Okay.
With no copyrights, mm-hmm. no reason to worry about photocopying anything.
That's awfully generous.
What made you decide to do that? We want it to be used.
Yeah.
It's a ministry. We want it to be used.
Mm-hmm.
There's no copyrights, no patents, none of that junk. If someone says, I'm taking Tom's book and I'm going to do whatever I want with it, as long as you bring glory to Jesus Christ, we don't care. As long as you use it to bring glory to Jesus Christ, we do not care. That's the whole purpose of the book, right?
Right.
We don't care about copyrights. Anyway, the first anchor of God's economy is only God as the owner.
Donna, Julie, Tom, all of our people,
we're not the real owner. God is the real and true owner of everything we are and have, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says so. There's no way you can logically say we're the owner. But if someone says, Tom, on this real estate, my home, it says John Smith. The county of Los Angeles records it as owner John Smith.
Right.
Doesn't matter what the county says. The Bible says it belongs to God. Mm-hmm. The second anchor is we are the stewards mm-hmm. of what belongs to God. And we're to bring glory to God and help others with stewardship, our stewardship of what doesn't belong to us, to bless others and to bring glory to God and to help other people. Like when you give
right.
to ministries, and that's number three, the anchor, giving.
Mm-hmm.
We give of our time, Donna, mm-hmm. our talents, our treasures, our monies. We pray for people. Julie and I, we have this big old prayer list at home, three pages. Your husband's on it.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I should tell the world.
Yeah.
I'm telling all the KKLA land. Your husband's on it.
Yes, thank you.
But that's a good thing. You made the list.
Yes, yay.
It's a good thing.
It is a great thing.
He made the list.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, he did.
So he's on our yellow pad.
Okay.
So we pray for people because we love them and we have compassion. Donna, we don't want anyone to hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Why would we?
Right.
We're Julie and I, we want people not to hurt.
Right.
So we want to pray for them. And so stewardship of our time, prayer life, talents, money, everything. We're a steward. So if we can bring blessing to you and glory to God, we laugh. It makes us happy. Bible says, right? God mm-hmm. loves a cheerful giver.
Right.
So, and number four is contentment. We're to live as content Christians
mm.
because God has provided. Jehovah Jireh, my what? Provider.
Mm-hmm.
Too bad I can't sing. I'd sing it for you.
Jireh.
Oh, that's not bad.
That's only one.
That's not bad.
That's all I'm going to attempt.
That's pretty good. You're all right.
Okay, that is a great song.
But Donna, do me a favor.
Yes.
Don't give up your day job.
No, I will not. Promise.
Right? So my wife is a good singer too, by the way. So anyway, those are the four anchors. And number five I should have put in the book, mm-hmm. which I forgot, was we have to give an account to God someday when we die. The book of Hebrews says it's appointed for a man to die once, and then there's judgment. I want to be found a good and faithful steward or servant. The greatest thing God's going to say to you, Donna, when you go before Jesus,
mm-hmm.
when you die, is well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of my kingdom. That's the highest compliment you can receive, Donna,
mm-hmm.
when you die. Why? Because Jesus Christ paid your sin debt.
That's right.
And you're saved by grace.
Yes.
Not by achievement, buying, bribing, dealing, works, none of that stuff. The greatest compliment we can receive is, well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of my kingdom. You'll find that in the parable of the talents in Matthew 25. It's down by, 25, 40, right, about 29 or so,
mm-hmm.
verse 29 in Matthew 25. So this is what it's about and who we are and what we want to help people with.
If you are just joining us, you are listening to A Passion for Christ here on 99.5 KKLA. My guest is Tom Meglia, chartered financial consultant and retirement counselor. And if you want to find out more about his services, workshops, his books, and other resources, you can go to theeconomyofgod.com. Okay, we've talked a lot about Tom. This is so good. We've talked about our emotions and how that can be our best friend, that financial drama can be our best friend. Let's talk about the economy of God. We just talked about these four anchors. The God is the owner. We are stewards of all of that to give glory to God, and then giving to ministries. And then we come up with that contentment, I guess, when all of that comes together. And I guess what would you say is kind of the start of it all? We talked about like getting on your knees and saying, you know, Lord, I'm in debt. I have been, you know, made mistakes, and just cry out to Him for help. They can come to you. When they come to you, what can people expect?
They can expect someone that cares. Mm-hmm. That's number one.
Okay.
And for those that are in trouble, there's no fee. It's free. We don't want anything. We just want to help them. Julie and I want to help people. So if they say, oh, you don't care about me, I'm going to go bankrupt, we want to help you for free.
Wow.
Now, you can't, no night work, though, because I go to bed early. But
okay, all
you know,
right.
It could be early in the morning. I can't stay up too late anymore. Yeah. I'm too old. But we want to help people, Donna. So if someone's hurting or in trouble, sometimes people just call me and say, Tom, I just have one question. Could you just answer one question for me? I don't have time to come in and see you. And I said, fine, what's your question?
Yeah.
We want to do anything we can to help people. We want to help marriages. Because
right.
as you alluded to, Donna, a lot of marriages break up over money, and they don't have to. So what we do in those cases, like, for example, just say you, Donna, just for example, say I said to you, Donna, tell me about your background and your upbringing. When you were a little girl, what did you see your mom and dad do with money?
Are you asking me now?
Well,
are you asking now?
I'm not going to ask you now.
No, okay.
But I'm just saying that's what we would do.
Yeah,
because the things you learn growing up are things that oftentimes you do and practice as an adult. And so we want people to take our little quiz. It's called In the Home I Grew Up In.
Interesting.
That's the name of the quiz. Uh-huh. We do it for churches and Sunday school classes. And if anyone needs me to do a sermon on money, I'm happy to do it, Donna, at any church. I've done that for many, many decades, financial sermons at churches.
Yes.
But suppose you said to me, Tom, I saw my mom spend like crazy and my dad was a saver. My mom spent and my dad saved.
Got it.
I learned conflicting things. Now I'm an adult and I can't seem to stop spending, kind of like what my mom did when I saw growing up. So we try to pick apart and go back to why you do things you do and where you learned them.
I was thinking of the opposite too. Could it be that you had that mentality of, oh, there's never enough, and you're not a giver. You're not a,
right.
you know, gracious with your giving, or, you know.
Yes. Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Because some people say, Tom, my parents grew up in the Depression of 1930, and my dad was scared to death. He never had a job or was good, not having a job. So money scared them. They were insecure. And now I'm insecure growing up. But the Bible says not to be insecure. So we want to replace false with truth. Jehovah Jireh, sing it. My what?
I forget all the words.
Provider.
Sorry. That's right. My provider. That's right.
Your grace is sufficient.
Yes.
For me, for me, for me.
Yeah.
Jehovah Jireh, my provider. So that would overcome what we learned growing up. But we have to say, God, you're right. I'm wrong. So in prayer, we say, Jesus, change me. Change me, Jesus. This counselor guy can't change me. You change me, Jesus, through your Holy Spirit. Why am I so insecure? Well, maybe you saw it as a child growing up.
Now, you actually do, you know, workshops and churches
and
elsewhere. Yes. And I understand you even will get together with people who are just getting engaged for like preventive, right? I mean, how important is that to really, for people who are planning to be engaged or maybe newly married or whatever it is, to really sit down and have this discussion about
money?
And what do you talk about?
Well, we talk about money and how much are you spending on the wedding? Because weddings are tough to have willpower. It's hard to have willpower.
Again, it's emotional.
It's emotional.
Yeah.
You know, it's our day of glory. And we want everyone to get everything. And the wedding's got to be the main event of life and the world. And, you know, tune in to the 11 o'clock news. You'll see our wedding on TV.
Mm.
No,
yeah.
But everyone wants
dreams
you to.
Dreams of that or
yeah.
has that desire.
So money and the wedding, we try to tell the kids that are young getting married, debt is stress. Mm. The less debt you have, the less stress. And the one thing you don't want as a couple, especially starting out your marriage, is stress.
Yeah.
Stress is hard because when that infatuation period is over, there's the bills.
Right.
Stress.
Mm-hmm. So you come up with a plan?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. It's based on how much you make. Mm-hmm. What other debt do you have? Do you have an emergency fund? Mm-hmm. Where do you live? And true, false, love will pay the rent? Not really.
Not really. No, no.
It has to be a dose of reality.
Right. I was just thinking about when you said that, the love of the Lord, you know, but even just a lot, God will take care of it all, but you have to do your responsibility, right?
Exactly.
Exactly.
When I go through pain and I'm asking Julie, my wife, whatever you do, honey, hide the See's candy. Hide those Reese's Buttercups.
Gotcha.
Hide those chocolate almonds from Trader Joe's. Mm-hmm. Because she knows I could binge on that stuff.
Yeah.
And so what'd be the biblical way to fix me, Donna, mm-hmm. to fix me is, Jesus, why do I do that? And will you help me not to do that? There's nothing wrong with having one piece of See's candy. It's when you just dive into, you put your head into the whole box and start wolfing it down like a dog.
Right.
Why do you do that? And what is it trying to comfort or medicate?
Mm-hmm.
So the only one that can help me there is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's the truth.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. All right, so if you've just joined us, you're listening to A Passion for Christ. My guest is Tom Meglia, chartered financial consultant and retirement counselor. With the current economy that has been going on, are you seeing an increase in people reaching out, or what are you seeing?
Well, we see both. We see some people just quit and give up, and they file bankruptcy, or they just don't pay any their credit cards and let things happen. And we see other people saying, well, I want to make some progress. What can I do? The stock market's starting to rebound some. You know, the recession, maybe, maybe not. It's kind of iffy on a recession. COVID's kind of done for some people, most people. So things are changing now, Donna. Every situation's unique, and that's the bottom line. There are no two situations identical.
So just share with me, we've got a couple of minutes left. Share with me just some final words that you would just like to share with anyone listening right now who finds themselves, you know, just kind of feeling a little bit desperate, even perhaps.
Well, I would just say there's help, there's hope, but you have to call or reach out or go online or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't know where you are. And some people have lots of money and investments, but they may not be all situated in the right asset classes. We deal with everything.
Mm-hmm.
And we make it fun, Donna, just so you know. We make it really fun. We don't throw a guilt trip on anybody. I hope you know that.
Good.
I hope
that's
the
great.
Listeners realize that.
Uh-huh.
We don't throw guilt trips out there. No guilt trips. We make it fun.
Yeah. All right. So share the best way for someone to get in contact with you.
Well, theeconomyofgod.com or 800-386-3700. 800-386-3700 or theeconomyofgod.com. And we'll make it fun. It can be fun. It's not like this boring, I feel so bad and all that stuff. Let's fix it.
Okay, so debt is not fun. So contact Tom Meglia because you're going to help turn those things around. Yeah.
Right, and no pun intended, but be in a rush to call me.
Ah, all right. Don't quit your day job there, Tom.
Okay. Yeah, all right.
All right, yes. All right, you've been listening to A Passion for Christ. I'm Donna Rush. Thanks so much for joining us. Again, Tom Meglia, Charter Financial Consultant and Retirement Counselor. To reach out to him and find out more about his services, his workshops, his books, and other resources, go to theeconomyofgod.com or you can call 800-386-3700. I'm Donna Rush. Please join me Monday through Friday from 5 to 10 a.m. right here on 99.5 KKLA for SoCal's Morning Rush. Have a wonderful one.
You've been listening to A Passion for Christ, sponsored by 99.5 KKLA. Tune in again next week at this same time for another intimate glimpse at what God is stirring in the hearts of Southern California's pastors, here on A Passion for Christ.